Woe unto them who call evil good and good evil. That truth from Isaiah 5, verse 20, is a message that our modern society desperately needs to hear. It seems that today no vice is so bad that our modern society will not turn it into a virtue. And perhaps the greatest example of this today can be seen in our society's attitude toward pride. In the Bible, pride is seen for what it is, a terrible vice. But in our world today, pride is seen as a wonderful virtue, isn't it? Last month was called Pride Month, and it was filled with pride parades and pride signs and pride colors and pride slogans and pride clothing. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. With that introduction, you might think you're about to hear a lesson about the ancient Sodomites, but you're not. Tonight I want to talk about the ancient Edomites. Please open your Bibles to the book of Obadiah. The Edomites were descendants of Esau and were neighbors of the Jews, but they were not good neighbors. When Jerusalem was destroyed by the Babylonians in 587, Edom turned against Israel. The psalmist describes what happened. Psalm 137, verse 7. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. They wanted the city brought down to its foundations. And these were the neighbors of the Jews. The small book of Obadiah is a judgment against Edom because of their treachery. And that judgment came in 553 BC when Nabonidus conquered Edom. Obadiah verse 10, For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. That was the judgment against Edom because of its treachery against the Jews. But how, you ask, are the ancient Edomites related to Gay Pride Month? Look at verses 3 and 4 of the book of Obadiah. Verses 3 and 4. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. Edom was known for its great pride. And God's word to Edom through the prophet Obadiah teaches us three important lessons about pride. Number one, pride is deceptive. Pride is deceptive. Verse 3, the pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. Those in Edom imagined they were secure in their elevated rocks, that they were out of reach. But God told them they were being deceived by the pride of their heart. The rich fool in Luke 12 was likewise deceived by his pride and his personal possessions. Pride blinds people to all but the object of their pride. They feel no need for anything else or anyone else, including God and the Word of God. Those filled with pride feel they have no need for God. Why? Because like Edom, they feel perfectly secure in their own fortifications. They look down with scorn upon any who would look to God for security and for fortification, for wisdom. Those filled with pride feel secure in their moral safety. They pursue a life of sin, they openly blaspheme the name of God, and they imagine they are safe in their fortifications of social position, of wealth, of health. Their pride has blinded them to their true condition. We see that in Revelation 3, verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Pride is deceptive. Number two, pride is presumptive. Presumptive. Obadiah, verse 3, they ask, who shall bring me down to the ground? Those filled with pride presume their lofty position will remain forever unchanged. That's what Edom thought. They presumed that their fortifications would never fail them and that they would never be overcome. Isaiah described the Babylonians as another such people who thought the same thing. Isaiah 47, starting in verse 8. Therefore hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that sayest in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection for the multitude of thy sorceries and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. Peter described the same attitude in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. They presume they shall stay that way forever, and nothing will ever change to harm their lofty position. Many today are filled with pride because of their material advantages, because of their intellectual advantages, because of their social advantages. But rather than being thankful to God, they place their confidence in those worldly advantages, and they presume they will last forever. But they're wrong, aren't they? Luke 12, verse 20, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall these things be? Rather than asking who shall bring me down to the ground, our attitude must be that of the psalmist. In Psalm 18, verse 2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. The only secure fortification is in God. There is a fortification that will last forever, but it comes only through God. He is our fortress. Third, pride is destructive. Pride is destructive. Obadiah verse 4, I will bring thee down, saith the Lord. Nothing made by man will continue forever. 2 Peter 3 verse 12 tells us it will all one day be burned up. Pride goeth before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall, Proverbs 16 verse 18. Pride is destructive. No man-made fortress can ever save us from the great enemy of all mankind that is coming, which is death. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, 1 Corinthians 15, 26. Though men build their nest in the stars, they will all one day be brought down by death. Psalm 37, verses 35 and 36. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto men once to die, and then the judgment. What the world calls protection cannot protect against God's judgment. It cannot protect against mankind's appointment with death. Death mounts over all rocks, and it cannot protect against that. Only God can offer that protection. Pride is the great enemy of God. Pride strikes against God's throne. It strikes at his glory. And God opposes it, and God condemns it, and God punishes it. Pride is not a virtue. Pride is a vice. From the example of Edom, we know that pride is deceptive. We know that pride is presumptive. We know that pride is destructive. Our society celebrates pride, but we must always see those celebrations for what they are. Angry people looking up at the skies and shaking their fist at God, that's what they are. And that is not new. Men have been shaking their fist at God for millennia. But shaking your fist at God will never change the truth of Hebrews 10, verse 31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. In whom will we trust? Pride has its root in the denial of God. The proud think there is none above them. Psalm 12, verse 4, who have said, with our tongue we will prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Well, Jeremiah shows us both sides of that coin. Jeremiah 17, verse 5, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. And then two verses later, the other side of the coin, Jeremiah 17, verse 7, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. That's the same choice we have today. Do we trust in ourselves or do we trust in God? Do we rely on the arm of man or do we rely on the arm of God? The good news tonight is that we don't need to trust in the fortresses of men for our protection. Jesus has built an eternal kingdom that will overthrow all the kingdoms of this earth, that not even the gates of hell can prevail against. And you can be a part of that eternal, unshakable, immovable kingdom of God, the Church of Christ. How? By your obedience to the gospel of Christ. In obeying that gospel, you will turn from human pride, and instead you will place your trust in Jesus. You will be added to his body through your obedience to his gospel, and you will be added at the moment you are baptized for the remission of your sins. If we can help in any way tonight, please come while we stand and while we sing.